steal the line from good old Rushbo, broadcast excellence. How's that? As everybody coughs, chuckles. Okay. We had some wild storms last night. I hope everybody did well. I prayed a hedge of protection over everybody, and the good Lord, I believe, has answered the call. So thank you, Lord. To my left is my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Much better than Fox.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Big time. I've got two new sponsors, two special guests here today. I've got Sandy. First of all, before I introduce them, let me make sure I got everybody up to speed here. We are on simulcasting on 105.1 FM right here, The Ranch. Also, 98.5 FM, KRXT out of Rockdale. We are live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, so check us out. If you want to call into the studio, the number is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, after the program, it's wrapped up in a neat little package, put into podcast form, and you can replay it on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or actually go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page at the top there. We'll have a recording of it as well. You can fast forward to a part that you want to hear over and over and over again. And while you're there on the radio show page, scroll down to the middle of the page, and you'll see a donation button. If you felt led to help continue this program, stay on the air, your monthly contribution will be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air. Believe it or not, it takes a lot of money. And if you like the programming, you like what you hear, you feel it's viable information, your support will be greatly appreciated. So I want to talk to or introduce to you two new sponsors, two great people in their own right doing fantastic things. First one here is Sandy Watts. Sandy, get that microphone there and say hi to everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
And what's the realtor? She's a realtor with
Texas Star Real Estate. We're based out of Troy. And you might know my broker is Shelly Dowling, and she's been in it for decades, so I don't tell everybody
just
how old
we are. Get a little closer to the mic for me. A little closer to the mic. Okay, so when we're talking to Sandy here, we're going to be going over what kind of things today?
Just trying to get the base feel of what's being here at the show is like, and then we'll talk about some things that we're going to address in the future with what our plan is for the next.
Fantastic, fantastic. To her right, Keith Knapp, Central Texas Coin Exchange. Keith's been in this business for a long time, and he's got a lot of information. Keith, welcome to the program.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
I look forward to talking to you. I've got Frank Summers in here as well. Frank, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. You're kind of off camera, but I think people know what you look like. But, you know, when you're ready, you can come out here. You won't crack the screen. Don't worry. But I think between the Colonel, Frank, and Keith, and I only say those three because I've heard your conversations about digital money and banking and gold and all that kind of stuff, I think you're going to have a fantastic conversation. I'm sure Brett, my board operator, taking the place of Shelby for today, missed but not gone. She'll be back next week. And I'm sure, Sandy, you're interested in that as well when it comes to the financing aspect of life. But we've got a lot going on, and we're going to be talking about it all within the next 3 hours, so get your note-taking material ready. Let me go over show highlights. I'll set the table for the rest of the show. We'll be doing a devotional and announcements, true stories towards the end of the show, word of the day, special thing going on with this for the word of the day and the quote of the day, and I'll say that in just a little bit. Judge Andy Isaacs will be calling in. He's not in studio today. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. Colonel Brown doing his constitutional thing. Colonel, what's the little teaser on that one?
We're going to be talking about the benefits of Christianity.
Lots of it. All right. Let's do the word of the day. Now, Colonel, listen up on this because I didn't give you a heads up about this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you call in and put the word of the day into a sentence and you give the quote, the author of the quote that the Colonel's going to give, I have a $40 gift card to Ma's Place in Harker Heights. But it's very strict. I must have the word put into a sentence, and I must have the author, same person doing it, to get the 40. If you don't, and you only get one, I've got a $5 gift card. So that's what we got laid out here. $40 if you get them both, $5 if you get the one or the other. Okay? Now, the word of the day comes from the headline of the story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And again, if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes it, gives you a thumbs up. You can promote your business, somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. The word of the day is grit, G-R-I-T, grit. It's a noun. Second definition is courage and resolve, strength of character. And it comes from this headline. Roger Stone, former President Trump advisor Roger Stone says, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I said it, DeSantis lacks grit to take on the deep state. Colonel, you heard me say it before. Everybody needs to just go home. DeSantis will never make it. He's great support, but he'll never make it on his own because they're setting him up to fail.
The only person I've seen that handles the press anywhere near like Trump is Carrie Lake. And yeah, she's done a pretty awesome job at times, but they are really got the hatchet out.
But when it comes to DeSantis, look, he's doing a fantastic job down in Florida. Don't misunderstand me. But when I see who's backing him and guiding him as to what to do, it's business as usual, and that is, it's going to be failure. So everybody needs to stay out. We need to wear out Trump in a very positive manner. He's got nothing to lose. He's got everything to give. So everybody else just needs to go away. So give me a call. Put the word grit into a sentence. Call here, and we'll give you some airtime. Colonel, do you have your quote?
I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination.
Very good. Give me a call, put the word in the day in a sentence, and give me the quote of the day author, and you get a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place.
I'll give you a hint. Sausage.
Moving on. Trapped Americans in Sudan shocked and disgusted. Left by Biden to fend for themselves. Sounds like an Afghanistan, doesn't it?
Bad things happen under Islam.
Moving on. Ban on Chinese citizens purchasing farmland passes Texas Senate. Yay! Did you catch that? Not an American Chinese citizen, but Chinese... Colonel, that's making a lot of noise. Chinese citizens, people from China, here, buying our land. That's a no-go. You have not passed the station. Washington Post slams diet culture, calls to help kids resist anti-fat expectations. Now, I was reading through this article, and I made a mark on the paragraph that I wanted to read. And because of what we're doing here today, I'm going to try it right now, because I don't know if we'll get to it later. But it says here, Washington Post slams diet culture, calls to help kids resist anti-fat expectations. It says here, American diet culture teaches us that at an early age that fat is bad. It is. Fat is ugly and thin is pretty. That's up to the eye of the beholder. That was me adding that part on. Fat is unhealthy and thin is healthy. Well, fat is not healthy and thin can be unhealthy too. It all depends. It's called a happy medium. Fat is irresponsible and thin is virtuous. What they're meaning by that is, look, if you don't like it, get up and do something about it. Get up, go on a diet, get some physical therapy, physical exercise, get yourself in shape because people might want you around a little longer than you're doing with your current status. You got stress on the heart. Get yourself in shape. So the Washington Post slams diet culture, calls to help kids resist anti-fat expectations. All that's going to do is give us a whole bunch of plump people. Okay. Do I know who the caller is? Nashville Congressman drops bill expanding teachers. Second Amendment right. Ensure our kids are safe. All right. Stand by. Let's get caller on for word of the day. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
Diane Beasley.
Diane, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, Diane, before you give me the word of the day in a sentence, do you have any idea of the quote of the day, too? Because if you get both of them, you get a $40 gift certificate.
I thought I was supposed to use the word grit in a sentence.
Yes, but if you get it right, you only get a $5 certificate. If you know the author of the quote that the colonel gave, you'll get a $40 one. Do you want to try for both?
I don't know the quote.
Okay, let's go for the word of the day then. What do you got?
Do you have enough grit to go against the flow?
The Colonel has just given you a thumbs up. Aren't you excited? This is awesome. We have a winner, 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 winner. Now look, what I have in my hands right here is the $5 gift certificate to Moz, and I'm giving it to Brett, my board operator, so it will be ready here for you to pick up. How does that sound?
Where do I pick that up?
Right here at the station?
KMIL.
Okay. KMIL. Cameron.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Good job. All right, moving on.
I wish we had more people that had the grit to go against the flow.
Absolutely. Nashville Congressman drops bill expanding teachers' Second Amendment rights. Ensure our kids are safe. Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time. You spend all this money to ban guns. Why don't you spend the money to train people how to use them?
I disagree. We should be spending the money to put God back in the schools.
Well, that too.
there's just no substitute.
I'll tell you what. You do God first, then we'll do the gun second. How's that?
That will work, too.
Okay. RFK Jr., nephew of JFK, exposes climate scam, says World Economic Forum and Bill Gates exploiting issue to clamp down totalitarianism controls on society. We've been talking about that for years, Colonel. I've been on the radio for eight. Colonel's been with me for three, and we've been talking about it all the time. Yes, sir.
Just look, have you looked at Dubai and you've seen all these fantastic structures and everything? They were all built by the EPA that forced our money oil overseas from the 70s on.
I got 1 minute. Okay, let me run through these real quick. California to require zero emissions passenger trains after 2030, freight trains after 2035. Colonel, I don't have the time, but I see the look on your face, and I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
California's going into the water.
GOP unveils strongest border security package ever, vows House will pass it in May. If the House passes, it doesn't matter, does it?
Nope, not until it's passed by the Senate and signed by the President.
And you know they're not going to do it, so why waste the time on this kind of stuff?
It makes a point.
Megyn Kelly, Fox losing viewers after Tucker Carlson's departure. It's a bloodbath. Trump unveils Crooked Joe Biden nickname after retiring Crooked Hillary. That fits. And here's a report. Joe Biden's close advisors worry about his age, diminished energy for campaign trail. And finally...
What campaign?
That's right. He's done an interview in the last 90 days. Here's a poll. 75% of Americans think economy is getting worse. Woo! All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. When we come back, we should have Judge Andy.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. radio program. Matt, your host. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. We have Judge Andy Isaacs usually calling in, but he's on a tight schedule this weekend, so he may call a little bit late, or he may have just gotten overwhelmed and stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip it around. I'll do my daily devotional first, give him a little bit of time to maybe call in. If not, then I will do the revival prayer for today. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well, so today will be no different. And I want to thank McGuire Tire for sponsoring this segment. Casey and the gang, I've been dealing with them for over 20-plus years. When it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, they can take care of you like they're taking care of me. They've got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. The other one is in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com and tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. These sponsors who support me, ladies and gentlemen, they have faith in me. And that means a lot. And so I want you to support them. If you like this program, call them first. Go to do business with them first. And of course, if they don't have what you need, go somewhere else. But try homegrown stuff first. Today's devotional reads. I hope everybody can pick up on this. In the movie Force 10 from Navarone, the Colonel, Harrison Ford, is ordered to destroy an enemy-held water dam. His explosive expert gives him three small explosive charges to do it. When the explosives go off, it seemed to do nothing. Then a little time elapses and the force of nature takes its effect to finally destroy the dam. Now, our minds are the dam. The explosive is us allowing the ways of the world to pollute our minds. This comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. Romans 6, 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. And I continue. The mind is the gateway to our problems. Let's close and lock the gate and throw away the key. Romans 13, 14. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. And I close. I hope this analogy made sense. Have a blessed day. Did it make sense? Sound good? Okay. Good deal. So we plant the seed, we sprinkle a little bit of water, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, but do not cram it down anybody's throat. Let God ooze out of your body and draw people to Christ, not repel them away. All right, this is where we normally talk about Morningstar Ranch and all the things that Andy and Rita K. Isaacs do down there. They do a phenomenal job, and Colonel, you've been down there. Why don't you help me out on this one, because you participated in some of it.
Yeah, so I've been down there. Ran the mower over some of his gopher mounds in that sandy soil and watched the blades disappear. But his work, probably one of the best testimonies about the effectiveness is one of the local churches down there. Their son, the pastor's son, went through the program, and they were so impressed with the changes in their son and his behavior and changes in his behavior that they have started donating, the church is donating to the ministry to assist it.
Yeah, Andy and Rudy Kay, I forget what they say. Isn't it like minuscule what they take on themselves, or they take nothing from themselves when it comes to the money? It all goes back into the facility.
Everything goes into supporting the operation down there. They do have to stay alive. Mm-hmm. You got to feed them too. So
that's right.
Just like the horses.
Now, I don't have all the phone numbers in my head since Annie does it, but I do have all my sponsors and all the people associated with the show linked to my radio show page. So if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, click on the radio show page, you'll see all the sponsors there. And if you have any questions or if you want to get connected to them, just click on the links and it'll take you right there to them. Okay? So let me say a revival prayer real quick. And if we do this collectively, the good Lord will hear. It's just like the illustration in the Bible where the widow hassles the judge.
Keeps coming back.
And he goes, I fear nobody, but this woman's driving me crazy. Give her what she wants, okay? So that's what I want to do to the Lord. I want to pester him so much. He goes, okay. Here's a revival. So let me start it. Lord, we thank you so much for your blessings, all your blessings, from the blade of the grass that we see to the breath of air that we take, from all the beautiful things that you have around us and we hear, touch, feel, smell, all of it, Lord. None of it is available unless you provide it. We thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you put a sense of urgency in everybody, that we call to you first in all that we do, and we lift up this nation and its people, and that they have a spark in them that ignites into a big flame that spills you out and draws people in to you. Lord, just guide us and direct us. Show us the way. Keep us safe. And I pray through your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Matthew 5, around the Lord's Prayer, there's some guidance on how to pray. And they warn you about verbosity and the fact that the Lord knows what you need. And after I jumped out of my F4 and was getting situated on the ground in northern Laos, trying to prepare to go home, I started to make this prayer, and I said, you know, I haven't bothered him this much in the past. Maybe not a long prayer and piss him off would not be good. So I said, you know what I need? But I made it back, so it must have worked.
I'll tell you what, Colonel, we've got, since Andy didn't call in and we've got a little extra time, why don't we start what you're going to do? Because then Frank's got a short timeline. I want to get him involved. So if we get this started a little sooner, we can get to talk Frank a little bit more.
All right. We can get introduced here. This is a booklet review. And I gave you the quote just a minute ago about, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. And sailors will understand this. The rest of you may not have an idea how to sail into the wind, but it's a good thought. Good education. Now, the sponsor is Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3 from Bill Schumann, and we appreciate his continued support of the program and the Constitution and the great work he's doing up there in Bell County in the Commissioner's Court. Today, we're going to do a booklet review of one of David Barton's books from about the 2012 era, but it's the benefits, the practical benefits of Christianity. And these are the things that the founders knew when they were putting this country together. My editorial comments: in the 5,000 years of written history of mankind, no social system has been as successful as the Judeo-Christian ethic in producing happiness and progress. Now, whether you take it as a religion or just a moral code of ethics, it has great benefits. John Adams, the great principles on which the father achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. And I messed that up so bad. The general principles on which the father achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. The incorporation of these principles into our government made us unique. America is the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. And if you go back to our Declaration of Independence, remember that it's based on the Creator-given rights.
You know, Colonel, that's a big issue with me. And that is, I look at this country as a business. And the mission statement, you've heard me say this before, the mission statement is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So if you're a citizen of this country, you need to follow the mission statement. If you don't like the mission statement, just like at a job, go get another job. Go somewhere else. But people keep trying to pervert this country and change what the mission statement is. And they do, if they want to, they got to do it in accordance to what the mission statement says. I've paused.
Yes. And that would be really good if they would do like George Washington said and follow it until they legally change it instead of just disregarding it.
Yes, sir.
All right. John Adams, the general, okay, I've just read that. The incorporation of these principles into our government made us unique. America is the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. In 1853-54, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees evaluated the value of Christianity. The House Judiciary Committee emphatically announced, "In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity." There was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. The Senate committee affirmed, "We are Christians not because the law demands it, but from choice and education." They did not intend to spread over all the public authorities and hold the whole public action of the nation the dead and revolting spectacle of atheist apathy. Now, they didn't want to spread that over there. They wanted Christianity because it has benefits. The fact that public education inculcated the principles of Christianity is also affirmed. The collection of every American textbook, 1775 to 1900, think about that. There are thousands of these books in a library. They show it to be very difficult to find any textbook from any curricular field of study which did not have Christian teachings infused throughout. Thomas Paine declared, "All the principles of science are divine origin. Man cannot make or invent or contrive principles. He can only discover them, and he ought to look through the discovery to the author of those principles."
Colonel, we're about to go to break. Let me ask this question real fast, and we'll meditate upon it. And that is, you know, I agree with all this, but there may be some people who say, well, I'm not a Christian. Am I being compelled or forced to do it? How does one in this country enjoy the benefits of their religion without it encroaching on us, the mission statement of this country?
That's where we started.
Let's talk about after the break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Come on.
Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Katie from Moz Place called. We got disconnected. Hopefully she'll call me back. I sent out a message. I'd love to hear what she's got to say. Colonel, you and I went there on Wednesday, right?
We did. And we had a nice brunch and a little discussion on Facebook Live.
And you can check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page and scroll down a little bit. You'll see the Colonel and I there. Enjoy. You'll see my representation of a small dog jumping through those onion rings. That's how big they are. They were huge.
They were.
Huge.
They came out. I was, wow. And you could bite through them. The onions were tender. They didn't slide all the way out when you tried to bite through it.
We're going to save the energy for Katie if she calls back up. So, Colonel, let's continue on. I asked you a question before we left.
Okay. The question was, what about non-Christians? What are the benefits of Christianity? And the opening line was, in 5,000 years of written history of mankind, no social system has been as successful as the Judeo-Christian ethic. Now, whether you take it as a religion or just the moral code of ethics, it has great benefits. So business thrives under Christian precepts, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Contract law does not work if people lie.
I know, but a person of another faith has the freedom and the liberty here because of how this country is to continue their faith.
Yeah, and we have to go back that the First Amendment, the freedom of religion clause was the federal government shall not establish a religion. All of the states, not all, but most of the states had state religions, official state religions. Maryland, I think, was Catholic. The Virginia Baptist and things like that, or Anglican. And each of the states, they did not want the federal government messing in religion. But it was not to prohibit the states from having their own religions. And it has been misconstrued, like many things in the Constitution, by a corrupt Supreme Court. Our Supreme Court is not the law written in stone. They reverse themselves, they flip-flop, and they lie. So we need to take that with a grain of salt and always remember that those nine justices are nine humans. And no human is perfect. So we're going to run along here. When we think of... Okay. Thomas Paine had declared about all the principles of science or divine origin. And when we think of geometry, we think of Euclid, if you've studied geometry. When we speak of gravitation, we think of Newton, if you've studied physics. When we think of creation, why don't we think of God? God is the power of the first cause, nature is the law, and matter is the subject acted upon. The founders believed that Christianity benefited public society, but life was hard, and they also embraced its spiritual benefits as well. And I want to remind you to know this. We're working off of David Barton's work in the practical benefits of Christianity. There were five societal benefits that the founders believed came from Christianity's influence on this world. Five things. First, they believed that it produced a civilized society. Good behavior was not the result of good constitution or good laws. Manners was defined as moral deportment, civility, decent and respectful behavior. They were taught vigorously for 200 years, but have been a declining focus of instruction in recent years. And our editorial comment, this is because of the intent of our socialist Department of Education. In mind, manners taught citizens to think of others, to have concern for others. John Quincy Adams described society without manners is the law of the shark and tiger. Manners depend much upon public institution of religion. The founders believed that the Bible was the best specific source of manners. While neither good constitution nor good laws can ensure civil behavior, Christian principles can. Second, our founders believed that our specific form of government would not survive without Christian principles. The key to self-government is self-governing citizens. Self-governing citizens. Think about that. Civil laws are directed at outward actions, while Christian principles address the heart, the actual source of misbehavior. Religion addresses murder before it occurs, while it is still only a thought in the heart. civil law cannot control hate, but religion can. John Adams declared our form of government was insufficient for governing immoral or irreligious citizens. We have no government armed with the power capable of contending with human passion, unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or hypocrisy would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was only made for a moral and just and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Colonel, with that paragraph, so what we're saying here is, whether you believe or not, the goodness of the statutes that are stated are great just for common decency with one another. And if we were to fall back on that, what great things could happen in this nation because of it.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Is
that
an accurate
statement?
Laws
are external. They are written against actions, where religion is written against thoughts and the desires of the heart. And Texas has just passed through the House, and I'm not sure about it's all the way through, but a law on an armed officer in every school, an armed officer in every school, because we took God out of the hallways. When I was growing up, you had guns in school, but we had no violence. I've stood in the parking lot and compared shotguns.
God was represented in every school back then in the principle.
We had prayer. We had the Lord's Prayer in the morning. It's about morality, okay? The law does not talk about the desire to kill. And the problem is the main trigger actuator, not the weapon or the tool.
I had a principal in high school. His name was Mr. Kruger. You do not mess with Mr. Kruger. Mr. Kruger will knock you out if you get out of line. That's a form of God in the school right there.
Well, and discipline. We're getting weak on that. Okay. Daniel Webster summarized this truth. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them, or a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either the Bible or the bayonet. So you can visualize that. Either you're going to read your Bible and follow the precepts of Christianity that control civilization there, or, and this is my aside, or you can will stand in a circle and everybody with a bayonet to keep the guy in front of him from misbehaving. And there's just not any time then to do work and make progress. Third is influence on this world. Christianity produces good citizenship. Benjamin Franklin declared that the Christian religion must be the basis of any successful system of education for the youth. Franklin also vehemently opposed separating religious principles from public life. And we see this today. It's horrible. Webster also said that whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Fourth is the elevation of science, literature, knowledge, and national stature. History consistently proved that these accompanied the open promotion of Christian principles. John Witherspoon, president of Princeton and signer of the Declaration of Independence, concluded, "It is certain, I think, that human science and religion have kept company together and greatly assisted each other's progress in the world." End quote. There is the most knowledge where there is the most Christianity. For example, in the four or so decades since the courts mandated the removal of Christian principles from education and the public arena, violent crime has risen 700%. Teen pregnancies have increased nearly 700%. Academic achievement scores have plummeted. America now consistently places among the last in the world in international testing, in math and science, and American literacy has fallen from best in the world to a deplorable 48th. Worst of any industrialized nation. And I, as an editorial comment, remember that this coincides with Jimmy Carter's introduction of the unconstitutional Department of Education. Jimmy Carter is either a communist or a socialist, and the Department of Education was founded as a socialist organization. It's manned by socialist and CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. That's a whole other topic. On the other hand, testing shows that children who attend Christian schools test several grades higher than students in government schools. Open promotion of Christian principles results in increased academic performance. There's civility in the schools. They're not chasing each other in the hallway. They're not hitting each other in the hallways. It's a place to learn. Finally, okay, fifth and finally, the founders believe that teaching Christian principles produced cohesive value system necessary for the governance of a nation. President George Washington in 1789 declaring that schools were to teach the religion, morality, and knowledge, which was necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. In fact, an 1844 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court held that public schools must instruct in the general principles of Christianity.
Very good, Colonel. Very enlightening. Very interesting to listen to. We're going to be taking a break. Katie may be calling back from Moz. If not, we're going to be talking to Sandy Watts. And we've got Keith Knapp here as well. And
I'm not done.
You're not done? Yeah. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milan County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Welcome back to the Big DJ. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Listen, now, we had a little bit of a challenging start. Andy didn't call up. Judge Andy Isaacs didn't call. I got disconnected from Katie from Moz, kind of messed everything up, and I got the colonel here who diligently takes his notes, gets everything ready, so I'm going to allow him a couple minutes to finish up. Go ahead, Colonel.
You should see the temper tantrum of a colonel laying on the floor, beating his fist and crying. Okay. The focus of the believers, the founders believed that Christianity's influence on this world produced at least five tangible benefits: a civilized society, self-governing individuals, good citizens, elevated academic achievements, and a stable society with common value bases. The final quote of Supreme Court Justice and founder of the Harvard Law School, and I might editorial, now a far cry from the founder's vision, Joseph Story succinctly declared, "I verily believe that Christianity is necessary to support a civil society and shall ever attend to its institutions and acknowledge its precepts as a pure and natural sources of private and social happiness." George Washington, in his final address to the nation, said, "Of all the habits and dispositions which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality and are indispensable supports." He admonished that if we wanted to continue to prosper as our government to endure, we must continue to operate on its dual supports of religion and morality.
Excellent, Colonel. So let me ask a couple of questions. Let me, for your opinion, and anybody else in the room, please add to it. If you're born in this country, look, countries have rules and laws and constitutions for reasons. So if we're citizens of this country and we don't follow them, that's illegal, so you get whatever's coming to you to the law. If you try to tear it down outside of the realm of the proper way of doing it, you're treasonous. Is that correct?
If you're aiding and abetting the enemy, and that's the definition of treason. And if you don't follow, to have a constitutional republic, you have to follow the laws. And we are not following the laws. When you don't follow the laws, we have anarchy. And what we have right now is not an oligarchy, which is one person in control, because there's not. We are a headless executive department. But we have at least four divisions of the government all doing exactly what they please. Anarchy.
Now, we talked about this. We talked about this on the live segment on Facebook at Moz. We read the manifesto, the 45 counts.
Of the socialist 45 goals to take over America.
And they have accomplished, I think, almost every one of them, if not
all of them. At least 40.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to say is this. If you don't like your nation the way it is, and you're one of those people who love your nation but don't like the way it is, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I saying no to what I know is wrong when somebody does it? Am I saying this should not be? Am I allowing my children to do this? Am I teaching my children the right things? Am I doing my part as an American citizen to uphold the values and morals and values of the way it's written in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? Granted, people nowadays may be limited on their morals and values, but that does not take away that the Constitution is bad. It doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. I pause.
Okay, we have right now, we are in early voting for the May 6th local elections. In order to have self-government, you have to put self into it. And 95% of the voting, the registered voters, will not participate in these elections. They will put no self in self-government. Self-local government is the most important government because it has the greatest impact on your life. So please, 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 study the people who are running for school board, who are running for city council, mayor, all of these local elections, and participate in self-government.
Correct me when I'm wrong, Colonel. We read those 45 points. The American public, mostly speaking, has been distracted. They're not paying attention because they have to work extra jobs, or God's been taken out of school, or the schools have been loose and anything goes, drag queens, all this kind of stuff. The focus on normalcy has been so diluted, and people are so distracted just barely trying to survive two family paychecks, that working four jobs, so on and so forth. Their plan of taking us down is working.
And that was FDR in World War II. They started, FDR started World War II to get us in and make us more flexible, to get us into war. And they got the woman out of the house. They put her to work. They got her working in the factories. And this was the beginning of the downfall of the family. And then we increased taxes. And there's so much corruption in our government and the Federal Reserve System, stealing our money and giving it to whomever they desire without being audited. It's just amazing. And there's no wonder that we're working four jobs. We're supporting the entire world through our Federal Reserve System and our corrupt government.
All right, I said a revival prayer, and I'm hoping that the Lord comes upon each and every one of us, that we look in the mirror and we realize and get a wisdom and a knowledge as to what we as individuals need to do. Because if we all did it collectively at the same time, we can change it very quickly. Let's use an example of President Trump in 2016. The country was a mess. Trump comes in, and in 4 years, it's incredible. Yes, I know, you don't like Orange, and because he texts meanly, okay, and that he calls people crooked Hillary, okay, call the ambulance. But the guy gets the job done. The guy gets the job done, as compared to somebody who's, oh yeah, he's licking a cone of ice cream, he's good to go, he's playing with bunny rabbits in the front lawn of the bunny rabbits
ushering him around, yeah, showing him where the exit is.
But look at our nation. What do you want? All right, let's take a pause from this. Let us move over to something more happy and chipper. Sandy, get that microphone.
I don't know if I'm ready to move on to happy and chipper. I'm still stuck on some of the things that the Colonel was saying. I don't attribute totally the downfall of the family to women working. I think that we've come a long way, and women can do whatever they want to do and still keep the family going. I mean, there's a lot of single women out there that are rocking it where the men have fallen short.
I agree, if it's by choice.
If it's their choice,
yes. If it's their choice, but yes. Many people are being forced to work double, two, three jobs, and the woman has to do the job too. I don't want my woman to be forced to work. I'd rather, do you want to work? Go ahead.
That's right. That would be the ideal dream, but today that we live in, it's not feasible and possible. But I think that through God's help, we are all strong enough to make our own decisions and keep the family going if we put God first. And as far as
that's
other
a big
religions,
one right there.
As far as religions and everything else go, God knows I'm a sinner. I sin every day. I feel, my relationship with God is very important to me. But I do know that I've got a long way to go. Ain't none of us Jesus. I'm sorry. But what I'm getting at is that the world is what it is. You want to worship the toilet handle? I don't care. You want to dress like a man or be a woman or whatever? I don't care. I love you. I love you no matter who you are or what you are or what you want to do. Don't push it on me. I have my bubble. You have your bubble. I love you. God asked me to pray for you. If you want to pray for me, great. And to whoever you're praying to, I love that. But if you don't want to, that's okay with me too, because
we have
I'm
one
strong
issue,
in my faith.
And that's Islam. And Islam is it just does not match with religious freedom, because their Quran tells them to kill all the infidels, to strike their necks. And their religious freedom ends at the beginning of my neck. That's just the way it is. So they can have their precepts, and they are good to each other. Unfortunately, when they said they love all humans, they do not consider infidels to be humans. They consider them lower than ants and to be stepped on and destroyed. So,
but when it comes
there's
to
an issue there.
When it comes to the American dream, though, the whole point, what I mainly do on this program is to stick with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. There's three pillars to this nation. There's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the big tall one in the middle, that's the pillar of God. If we chip away at all three of those, the building's going to collapse. This nation will collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been chipped away. God is out of school. Constitution is ignored. Bill of Rights are trying to be depleted. Go ahead, take it hot call. I don't care. Let's just do it. Welcome, caller. Who am I speaking to? What can I do for you?
This is Katie.
Katie, hey. Okay, a little late, but we're here. Look, I got about 2 minutes, so let's do it right. What do you got going on? It was a pleasure to see you the other day.
All right, we got our country combo, we have our steak, and we have our ham steak. Now, our country combo is our deep-fried chicken breast and our ham-breaded, ham-battered chicken fried steak. Comes with two sides, super salad, and our ham steak and Our ham steak is that large ham steak that, you know, mostly covers up the entire plate. And then we have our New York strip steak on special today as well. And those both come with two sides of the salad.
And I'll tell you what, everybody, if you haven't looked at it yet, go scroll down my Facebook page and you'll see the conversation the Colonel and I had at Ma's Place. You'll get to see Katie on the video there, and you'll see the onion rings that I simulated a little dog jumping through because that's how big they are. The food's great. Prices are right. It's a homey atmosphere. You get to see Katie, and don't forget, Katie, you give them a discount, right?
Yes, sir. 10% discount.
And you got to knock them down before they get to the register to let them know that you're a radio listener and you get 10% off. How can they get a hold of you? Where are you located?
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. And you can get a hold of me at 254-699-0011.
Fantastic. Katie, sorry about the hiccup earlier this morning. Glad we got you on there. And we will talk to you soon. We're going to take a break now in about 20 seconds. So give us a call here at 254-697-6633. And we're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM. How much time I got, Brett? I'm trying to stall here. 30? Music's playing. We'll just go out now. We'll be back at top of the hour. Okay.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinifeed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
2 of the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. Special guests in the studio, Sandy Watts, Keith Knapp, Frank Summers, Brent, my board operator, taking the place of Shelby for this week, and you, the listening audience. So we got a lot going on here. We just got done with the Colonel doing a great segment. Right now, though, I want to talk to Sandy Watts from Texas Star Real Estate. If you wish to call in, if you have a question, the number is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're simulcasting right here on this station right now and also KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. And you can check us out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page and watch us live. Sandy, welcome. Sandy's a new sponsor. I can't thank you so much for having faith in us to join the group here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Like you said, I'm with Texas Star Real Estate. Our home-based office is at 720 Pleasant View Road in Troy, Texas. If you need anything, just give us a call, reach out. We have plenty of Facebook pages between the three of us, and we're just willing to reach out and help you in whatever way we can. Today, things have shifted a lot, you know, I mean, in every aspect. We went from the market just booming and your house was selling before you could get it in the MLS. People were already wanting it, to now we're scrambling for listings, or, you know, it's just totally different. There's a definite change, but it's a cycle like everything else, like economy. It goes up, it comes down. I'm just going to hang out until it comes back around.
You know, when you become more wise with how real estate works, you're able to make better decisions. Like, I was having a conversation with Keith, and we'll get to him in a little while, but the same conversation applies to you. If you understand the ups and downs, like you just said, and you can see trends happening, you can sell high, buy low, and find fixer-uppers, the whole works.
Yeah, I think probably in June we're going to have I'm going to bring in my friend Ezra that works with me, and she's going to help us figure out a little bit or talk about what we need to know about investing or property management and how we can get our feet in those doors and what our options are there. It's not just about buying to that spot at a low price and reselling it. We have a lot of turnover. You see all the big fancy shows on TV about, you know, the flippers. Mm-hmm. And all those things. And to me, my biggest thing is I want to see somebody happy. The home that they're happy with. You walk into your house every day and it's like, I'm tired of living in this cramped little room. You know, when you get that person and they're like, I'm so blessed to be here. I have another job too, and I work, and I'll just say, with this company, and we rent apartments and that kind of thing. Well, nothing makes me happier than when I have a tenant come in and tell me that they are so blessed to be where they're at. They're so excited that they have a home to call their own. These are some people that struggle in the world who've been homeless, who haven't had a place to go, and that's great.
So what changes the picture for them? If they were in an apartment or not an apartment or somewhere smaller, what did they do? How did they change themselves to get the ability to afford a house?
Well, I think we're going to reach out into that next 1 month. Actually, she's going to be the one that comes in June, and her name is Sherry Orange, and she's my mortgage loan lady, and she's going to help you prepare to buy that house, take those steps. We all prep a little bit for, you know, there's going to be storms. We're not going to go to the store. You're into prepping for the future, and we're going to start preparing for buying our home. You got to get that credit in order. You got to save up that money, and you
got
to...
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Let me just ask a question. Something that really gets me, when I was younger, I fell for the credit.
That was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
That's why I chose to say decades instead of years.
I fell for the old credit card here, you know, take this, and ran up credit card bills. And then it took me probably till my mid-40s to really straighten my credit out and realize this is not the way to go. And now I hear that the government is making people with good credit scores, like 700, 750, pay a higher mortgage rate than people with poor credit scores.
I'm the idiot in the room, and I can tell you what that is. You can afford it.
But is it fair?
No, it's not fair.
It's means tested. Fair has nothing to do with it.
Y'all are fine.
Socialism. Socialism.
Will it affect the market?
Everything affects the market. Everything affects the market. You can't, I don't think, and granted, I'm fairly new at this, and I have a lot of support, but I don't think anything we do is without consequences.
What do you mean?
It is. But, you know, we'll get into that more when Miss Sherry comes on, and just tune in for that one. But bottom line is, you know, kids out here with these credit cards. You're in college. Here you go. I agree. Be smart. There's plenty of things nowadays where you can get online for free credit stuff and monitor your stuff. Monitor. Don't be stupid and blind to what's going on. I had a lady who my first husband left my divorce paper somewhere, and I had a lady trying to buy a car in my name. And got notified. So just pay attention to what's going on, because you're going to need that. It's be realistic. You're not going to buy your house from grandma. Grandma's got one house, and how many kids does she got? You might not be her favorite. If you want something, you're going to have to work for it and go out there.
Tell it like it is, Sandy. Tell it like it is.
Grandma's favorite.
You know, Sandy, when I was talking to you at first, I was giving you some concept ideas of, you know, I'm a prepper. Maybe somebody's looking for a special prepper property, you know, small lot deep in the woods somewhere, curved road.
I'm looking for that. I want enough room for some horses and some chickens and some cows, and I want somebody to come and feed them for me, too.
Is that a hard property to find at a decent price?
Depends on what you call a decent price. Because, I'm sorry, I grew up in the days my parents bought their first home here in Cameron on Crockett. I've lived here, graduated in 89, tell you how old I am, here as a yeoman. But, you know, $30,000 home was beautiful, two-story, loved it. Now, that $30,000 home is $200,000. And you're still not making the money to cover that. I'm working two jobs. My son's work and my parents' income, and it's everything we can do to support ourselves in this world.
Here's a twist question. Are you working those jobs because you want to, or are you working those two jobs because you're forced to? See what I mean?
Well,
that's what I was talking about in the earlier segment.
Okay, so let me tell you. I went through a medical condition about 2 years ago, and I was out of work for a while. I have never been so glad to go back to work in all my life. You get up in the morning, and I'm a morning person. You don't want to go to work, and you're so glad to come home, but I'm not staying in this house all day long, every day. There's only so much yard I can mow, only so many times I can dust.
Well,
I love my house.
It's a great business, then, if you don't like being inside.
It is. I love it, and I love to make people happy, and that's what we're there for. And if it's your home, your residence, your commercial, if you want to sell, you want to buy, you want to invest, you get in touch with us. And my adage is, if we don't know, we're going to find out. So
what's the hot market right now? Is it residential, commercial, farmland, ranchland?
I don't think nothing's really booming that big right now. I think we're struggling. A lot of us are. Everything, once we get it, we're turning over the residential as fast as we can get them. We got a few fixer uppers on our site for the MLS, and one lot that would probably zone commercial. I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. But I just depends.
I used to do real estate back in the 90s and buy in investments and do property management. And I would always look for a decent subdivision that had the worst house in it. Get it for the best price, because there's equity there. If you put a little bit of effort into it, you buy it for the lower price than what the other homes are paying for. And then you put a little bit, you know,
Sweat equity
into it, and all of a sudden you just jacked up your equity big time. Do you have houses like that available already, or once again you're so
there's far one in Eddy right now that Isra has, and it's a fixer upper. It sits on a corner. Well, I guess you'd call it a corner of the road. Makes a real sharp left L in Eddy, right down from the dollar store, and it's got a lot of potential. But it's definitely something you're going to have to go into with the aspect of foreseeing what you can make out of it instead of what it is. It's potential.
Government also has a big impact. In San Francisco, I was just reading an article last night, they've got a 30-story office building downtown San Francisco. It's lost 70% of its value in the last 4 years because of what's going on in San Francisco. They can't get workers to come in. It's got 30% vacancy. That's all of their commercial downtown real estate. So the impact of Newsom and Pelosi and all these people make a huge impact on real estate.
Kate, I have a question. I'm sorry. Sandy, I have a question. What would be nice for you for a person to come up and say, I'm looking for a home? What would you want from them so it'd be an amicable relationship between you, the realtor, and the one looking, so that you both
I strongly advise anybody that's getting ready to buy, like I said, to be ready. Run your credit. Get your approval letter first. Don't waste your time out there looking at $200,000 houses when you can't afford but a $100,000 house. And if you want to wait until it's better for you and you can get that $200,000 house because that's your dream, I'm all about making dreams. I have my own dreams. If that's what you want, wait. Don't be in a rush. I'm not here. I don't want to become rich from this. I like making people happy. We are a big group making our house work, but I'm happy.
Here's something else, too, just from my experience in real estate. When somebody presents to you their letter of approval for a certain amount of money, and you come, and you come up to somebody, if I come up to you, the realtor, say, hey, look, I am capable. I am ready. The realtor's going to go, I'm ready to work for you because you did your part. I'm going to do my part.
We hustle. There's not a doubt in that. We're going to hustle for you no matter what it is. If you can afford a $50,000 something and that's what you want us to look for, or if you want us to look for $1 million something, it's the same aspect. If you're happy, we're happy. But if you're looking for a 3-bedroom and you can spend $100,000 and it's on this many acres and you want this pond and you want that, whatever it is, if this is your dream, I'm going to show you what is the closest thing to your dream, not what makes me the most money. It's about integrity. That's why my Facebook page is With Integrity.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. You got a question? Give us a call. See you on the other side. Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Welcome back, everybody. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, with me, my special guest, Sandy Watts, Texas Star Real Estate. That's a tongue twister sometimes because I'm getting it twisted up with something else. It's a pleasure to have you in. New sponsor.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. I know the first time is always the hardest, but why don't you recap the important stuff, let people know how they can get a hold of you, and you're still here in studio to the end of the show. So if anybody's got a question, want to make contact with Sandy directly here on the program, feel free to do so. 254-697-6633.
All right, guys. So all we've talked about is, yes, I'm a realtor. Yes, I'm fairly new at it, but my broker has been in it for decades. Shelley, I'm not telling them how old you are. Love you. We're here for what you need. It's not just about making money with us. It's about making you happy. Like the commercial says, I want you to be happy to go home. Some places when you work, you're like, I'd rather be at work than to be at home, but I'm... You know, when you're blessed to be at your home, you're just happy. You got the projects you're planning. I want to help you get that in order and get ready for that. If you're wanting to sell and move or change your lifestyle, whatever you're out, just give us a call and see what we can do for you. And you can call me at 325-668-1176.
Whoa, girl, whoa. Slow that down.
Slow it down. 325. Yes, it's a long distance number. I lived in West Texas for 2 years. 325-668-1176. Our office is located in Troy on 720 Pleasant View Road. It is beautiful there. She's got us a great big barn dominium looking office. It's gorgeous. And she happens to have a couple of office spaces next door for rent if anybody's interested. Great commercial opportunity right there, too.
Fantastic. And look, if you can't remember it, because, you know, when you're not expecting a phone number, you may not be prepared to copy it down. But you should by now know aaronsgunshop.com. Go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page. When you get there, click on it, click on the show page, and then scroll down. You'll see all the sponsors. And if you click on Sandy's business card, it'll take you right to her Facebook page. So you've got contact with her. Same thing with Keith Knapp. Same thing with all my other sponsors, okay? So it's been a pleasure. Stay
Thank
tuned.
You.
She's going to be in studio, 254-697-6633. To her right, Keith Knapp, Central Texas Coin Exchange. Keith, it was by chance that I get that mic right in direct. There you go. It was by chance I got to see you. I've always been wanting to go in there in your place that's right next to the studio here, but you're never there because you're a busy man. It just so happened to rain one day, and I saw the vehicle. I turned around, came back in, and voila. We hit it off instantaneously. I think we were thinking the same things. Welcome to the program. Who are you? What you do? How long you been doing it? Talk to us.
Well, I appreciate it. My name's Keith Knapp. And I live in between Cameron and Milano. My shop is at 809 East 1st Street, Cameron, right next to the radio station. My phone number is 254-605-6550. And one of the main things I do is as I sell gold and silver, I would rather buy it. But that is not very easy to do right now. Most people are buying instead of selling.
Now, Keith, in our pre-discussion to the program, we were mentioning we want to talk about digital currency, we want to talk about banking, we want to talk about gold. We've got people in here who are all interested. We have different questions when it pertains to the different topics. Do you want to start with gold first and how you go about it, what's important, the difference between collector gold and trash gold?
Junk.
Junk gold. If you could please explain.
Right now, let's just start. We'll start with gold and move on into silver. You have different currencies in gold. You have American Eagle. You have Maple Leaf. You have the 50 peso out of Mexico. You got the Philharmonic. You got the American Buffalo. There's a lot of different golds out here. I guess one of the main things that you need to make sure of is you're not buying counterfeit stuff. There is a lot of counterfeit stuff out here, and I talked to a man 2 weeks ago that had bought 60 ounces years ago. Every bit of it was counterfeit, and he was counting on this for his end days. He's 85, 86 years old.
Keith, would a safe bet be if you're buying junk gold that's been in currency and it's worn, you're probably more likely to have genuine stuff as compared to the stuff that's shiny and new and you got to, you know, crisp edges, all that kind of stuff, and you got to start worrying about counterfeits?
In gold, you're not going to have what you call junk gold. Those would be pre-33 currencies. And those are going to carry a premium because there is...
Collector value?
Premium is a lot... Not so much collector, but a premium is derived from how much demand there is. And there are large funds out here that are putting together coinage for IRAs and other things. Those wouldn't fit an IRA. But right now, or here in the last few months, has been a push on minted American gold coins that are in the blue box or the proofs or the purple box. And there has been a push, $600 an ounce over gold weight. And that's a large premium.
Why such a high premium? Because it looks pretty, or it's ensuring that it's true, or just because they can get it?
It's demand from, a lot of times it's funds putting together money and focusing on certain things to go in their fund. There was a pre-33 fund in that was buying pre-33 4 or 5 years ago. They drove the premiums at that time up $450, $600 over spot because that's what they were filling in their fund. When they quit buying, that premium comes back down.
Okay, I'm a little slow at this, which is not too uncommon. But who cares about that stuff if I just want gold? Does somebody just like it in a blue box? They want it because of the security aspect of it, or they want it because of a certain year because it goes in their collection? Whereas me, I just want a chunk of gold that's justifiably legitimate currency somewhere that I can trade in. What am I missing?
And what you're saying is I truly believe that when you're buying gold or silver, this is for my personal self, I buy just for gold and silver. But there are other places out here that are buying for a certain thing. And when you start in this market trying to sort down to certain things, there's a limited amount out here.
But is that just because of collector, or is there something different besides the collector value aspect?
Well, a lot of this stuff they can use in these IRAs. And you can't just use everything in an IRA. And so when these funds go after this stuff so that they can sell to an IRA, then this market is very thin, and people don't understand that.
It has to be American currency?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be American currency, but it's they're channeling into certain coinage or certain things for an IRA.
Okay. For whatever the reason may be.
Right, and doesn't matter if I understand it. It is what it is.
It is what it is. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to think if there was a reason, but it doesn't matter if the reason. The thing is, they're doing it, and if they do it...
It's a thin market. There was a lady in Houston last June, May, put $50 million into the gold and silver through Bill Holter and Miles... Anyway, they're out of Canada. She put $27 million into silver and $23 million into pre-33 gold coins. Pre-33 was currency in the United States, and that's what pre-33 means.
Okay.
So you understand that. So when she did that, she sucked up all the loose pre-33 gold out there. And then she turned $27 million, I believe, and I could be off on that number by $1 million, into junk and American Eagles. It took them through July to finish the American Eagles because they had sucked so much out and they had to get from the mint pre-ordered stuff. On the junk, they sucked them. This junk silver market has not recovered liquidity out here in the market since then. It has been so tight.
Huge delays. If you order, it takes 3 months to get your silver.
Out of stock.
Yep. All right, Keith, now look.
Yes, sir.
This is not an insult to anybody out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a fact, okay? And that is, there's going to be some people up there who have been in this for a while, and they know your lingo. They know what you're talking about. And if you've got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633. The majority of us are novice to this. And a lot of us may be hesitant to call with a question because we don't know what to ask. So maybe it's a good idea to direct part of this conversation towards somebody who's thinking about and understanding, hey, it might be good to get into precious metals. Maybe you can guide us as what would be the best way to start, what to look for, how to get it, go through you, how do you secure it. Good idea?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes before the break. Why don't we start? Like, what would a novice person do? What would be the, if you were to write down a checklist of 10 things? Okay, the first thing I got to do is see how much money I got.
See how much money you got. Understand what the market really is. People see a CME price, which is a spot price, and believe that's what they can buy silver or gold for. Well, you've got to understand that that's a paper price, and that's an illusion. And that the real price is set by the market. And right now the spread is as wide as I've ever seen it. I don't anticipate the spread getting tighter. And the spread is real price to spot price. So right now, if you go to Atmex, they're the largest wholesaler in the world, you're going to be paying $31 to $32 for an American Buffalo silver coin.
1 ounce coin.
1 ounce coin. Thank you. And that's you're going to probably have to wait to get it. You can look on there online, and you're going to have to order so much. So anyway, that's the place I use every day to, I'll come back.
I'll tell you, I got about 20 seconds, but let's just pretend I'm dumber than a rock, which is not far, okay?
Yes, sir.
I go, Keith, you know, I got some bucks here. Let's talk. Show me where I can start. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Your host, give us a call, 254-697-6633. I've been talking with Keith Knapp, owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange, right here in Cameron, right across from the studios that I'm speaking in. And Keith, I had presented to you the question of a novice, a novice person who understands the concept now of getting precious metals because they have intrinsic value. They always have value. And what would be the best way for somebody to get started? Because those who know what you're talking about, they have the opportunity to call in on this number to ask a specific question. But I think the majority of us out there have an idea or a thought about it. But why don't you clarify that and tell us how one could get started?
Well, first of all, you need to know how much money you want to spend. You kind of need to understand what the price is going to be, and you can find that out. And then you need to deal with somebody. I believe you need to deal with somebody you can see. You can order it online. There's lots of places, but I'm telling you, there's lots of counterfeits out there. I have people bring me counterfeits thinking they have real stuff. And it's sad when this happens, and they think they've got something that's worth $2,000 and they got a piece of copper in their hand.
Okay, how do you detect this? And you mentioned how to prevent it by dealing with somebody you know and trust and you can put your hands on. But how do you detect counterfeits?
There's two or three different ways. I have a Sigma. Anyway, it's a machine that you can, it's an analyzer. And that's a good place, but it's not always exact. And weight is the key, because mints do not give you extra grams or less grams. They are exact. And I'm talking right down to it.
Well, they have to. I mean, it's just you can't get cheated and you can't lose any money, right?
That's right. I was at a gun show last week in Corpus, and I've been seeing these since January. The American Eagle counterfeits out there are just abundant. They're coming out of a foreign country that sells them on Amazon for $12, $14. Well, that should be a key to you that this is a counterfeit. Because an American Eagle right now on Atmex is selling between $45 and $47 each. Just depends on how many you buy. But anyway, so this, and most of them I've been able to see all year that they were counterfeits. And you can usually feel them and tell the difference in the weight. But this one was the best I'd seen. And it weighed 31 grams. That should weigh 31.2, right in that area. So this one was good. So I sent it to the refiner last week just because they've got they got an X-ray machine that's really good. And it came back, it is all copper. And that's what's out there. And you just don't want to get caught with that kind of stuff.
That's crazy, man. Because I remember I was talking to you about the tungsten and gold. I guess it has the same weight. And the only way to really determine it is you've got to drill through it.
It's got close to the same weight. It's not exact. And most of the time, like this bar right here is a counterfeit gold bar. And it is tungsten in the center. And it is foil-wrapped. There is gold on the outside of it, but there's not enough gold there to recover.
Okay, as novice as I am on this, tell me if I'm wrong or if it's just thinking it through. I look at this, and it doesn't look like the right color gold.
It's in a plastic case.
Well, if I...
Yes, but that's just a seal case.
I know, but even so, it doesn't have that yellow tint. Am I right? Am I crazy? Am I imagining things?
Gold can be made to look all different colors. You know, if you use 0.003 zinc, you can make the color pop. You can make it rose gold. You can make gold any color you want. Look at a Kruger and an American Eagle. Completely two different colors. I didn't bring one. But here's a Centenario 50 peso and an American Eagle. Look at the two differences on the color.
Brett, you think this will show up on the camera? You want to try it?
One way to find it.
Let's try it. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see what you've got there.
And so you look at the American Eagle, and it's 22 carat, and on the Centenario, it's 21.6 carat. Pretty close, but the color is different, and it's just the mix they made. But even though the American Eagle is 22 carat, you're still buying 1 ounce of pure gold.
All right, let me continue on with the novice buyer. The novice buyer says, I know it's important to have precious metals because they're intrinsic value. They'll always have value no matter what happens. But I got it now. What's my purpose for it? I know it's got intrinsic value, but what's my purpose? Is it for long term in my older years and I want to cash in, or do I want to have it where if economic collapse happens, because it has happened, it happens all the time with the fiat currency, it's going to happen to us sooner or later. That's why I think they're going to digital, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit. What would be the answer to that?
You know, there's multiple different reasons to own gold and silver. And I've owned silver. I made my first sale when the Hunt Brothers run in 79 and January of 80. That was my first sale of silver. And then I've acquired it back and sold multiple times. But my reason for having silver is because I don't trust banks. And I want my currency. I want my currency where it's mine. And so I also take advantage of when it spikes, and then I will sell a portion and then buy back. Now, my concern is there will come a day when you can't buy it back. The other reason people have it is if we have extreme times, which I hope we never see, that they will use this as a means of trading, bartering, whatever they need.
And the junk currency, broken down in dimes and quarters, it's divisible. Instead of giving an ounce of silver or gold, this breaks it down a little bit. Would you have any recommendations beyond the quarters and dimes, half dollars to be used as a form of trade that you can break it down?
These are to me the best because they're so recognizable. They're not counterfeited. I don't see any dimes, quarters, halves. I haven't seen them. I'm not saying they're not out there. Silver dollars are highly counterfeited. You got to watch out in silver dollars. So that's an item that you got to watch out for. 1 ounce rounds, 10 ounce bars, kilos, 100 ounce bars. To me, they're a good place to hold money, but they're not as easy to, if you ever needed it, to trade as junk currency.
Would this be a question? Yes, absolutely.
I've had the conversation before with someone else, like we're talking about the economy crashing or changing. Which one would be, in your opinion, more valuable to invest in for future bartering purposes, say the dollar lost its value or, God forbid, whatever happens? Is it gold or is it silver, or do you need to mix your, you know, keep it mixed up to stay in?
I have a mixture, and silver's going to be easier. But I have gold also, and gold is walking away money. If you have to walk away, which we don't realize that here, but in a lot of other countries, people have to walk away. And now you can't carry very much silver, where if you have a pocket full of gold, you can be somewhere and not be just totally broke. So those are different reasons. Silver...
You need a wagon.
That was great. That really explained it, you know. That helped me a lot. I appreciate that.
You know, the other thing, too, on this, the I just lost my train of thought. You were talking about that, and I put two thoughts together, and I lost it. Just keep going.
Okay.
I'll get it back.
As far as in investment, right now, gold and silver. Gold, silver, it takes 80 ounces to buy 1 ounce of gold. And so as we will see that gap close. I've seen it before. In 2011, it got to 40 to 1. When you get to 40 to 1, if you have an amount of silver, you can trade it into gold. And it's what you can do is you can buy your gold for half price because your silver has increased in value compared to gold. And this is a good swap place, 40, 45 to 1 is a good swap place. I see that swap place coming again.
So, you know, that's interesting because back when we were founding this, we had gold and silver certificates, it was 20 to 1. Like, when a silver dollar was an ounce of silver, and a 1 ounce of gold was 20, and then it went to 24, and then FDR devalued the dollar by 40%, and it went to 32. Or 35, and it stayed there until 1974 when Nixon completely divorced gold and silver from currency. And now we have hyperinflation, and
it's worth 1% of what it was worth in 74, the dollar is.
Now, Keith, I probably got a couple of minutes before the break. Is that right, Brett? About a couple of minutes?
Minute and a half.
So that's perfect. So let me say this. And you stop me if I go off the rails. The person who buys the precious metal, they can either do it for long-term investment or they can have it when things go wrong. But would you not agree, and I think we had this discussion, that when calamity and turmoil strikes, nobody's going to want to deal with gold or silver. They're going to want to deal with lead.
Food and water.
Food and water, lead, and guns. Okay.
And whiskey.
And whiskey and cigarettes. But once it calms down, that's when the precious metal aspect comes into play. So it's just another feather in your cap. It's another tool in the chest. It's another trick of the trade to have precious metals so that you have something that's always worth value. Because think about it. If today's currency is the green dollar and they change it to something else, well, the money you may have under your mattress or pillow doesn't work anymore, right? So you got to fall back to something that has intrinsic value to it. Is that time? Brett? It's time to have Brett.
Can we talk about inflation when we come back and what the dollar is doing?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay, Keith Knapp, Central Texas Coin Exchange, in the studio here with us. The number is 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Be back in three.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. program, finishing up the last segment of the second hour. Got a whole another hour to go. I'm with Keith Knapp, the owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange here in Cameron, right across from the studio. Very interesting conversation. This is very, very interesting because there's so many different thought processes to it. But on this particular thought process, we're going to talk about inflation. If you want to give a call to the studio here, it's 254-697-6633. Give us a call with a question. Keith, go ahead, buddy. Just get close to the mic.
On inflation, most people hadn't really paid attention to inflation until the last 2 years. But I want to go back to 1934. I trade in currency also. So I bought a $1,000 currency bill. And on it, 20% of the currency of $1,000 bills that year, minted by the U.S., were backed by gold. So this $1,000 note, you could take it into the bank and cash it in for 50 double eagles, which a double eagle is a $20 gold piece. In today's value, that $1,000 bill, those 50 $20 eagles, would be worth over $100,000. So that is just an easy way to see how much our paper money has devalued since 1934.
When does it get to the point where it's just not worth anything? Just the trust of the people not believing it has any merit?
It's already there.
Yeah. Well, we're still using it, so obviously because we're the source of it.
We're the strongest crap paper in the world at this point.
Because it's based on the economy, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like art. It's a fool's market in that it's worth whatever you want to give for it. There is no value. There is no it's a...
Are you talking Hunter Biden paintings?
Yes, there we go. You know, whatever.
I've got two. Anyway, go ahead.
No intrinsic value. That's where gold and silver have intrinsic value. And fiat is the word I was looking for. Fiat currency is only worth what you say it is. And there's never been a fiat currency that has not been inflated.
Let me add something to this, too. And Keith, I think we talked about this, too, about guns. Guns, in a sense, have intrinsic value. The guns that are made of wood and steel, the guns of classic design. You get a polymer Glock. You get a Gen 3 Glock, and it's $450. And a year and a half later, you get the same gun with a different spring in it, Gen 4, and a little plastic grip design. Your Gen 3 gun dropped in price because it's a piece of plastic. You can't get your money back. You get yourself a nice double-barrel shotgun from vintage age with, you know, Winchester or something. No matter what, the price keeps going up. That's another thing of intrinsic value to a degree, wouldn't it be?
It is.
Things you can't get again?
It is to a degree. But here is what I am seeing in the real world marketplace is people that collected the stuff I like are dying. And so the younger people do not collect the same things I collect. So I have a lot of things I've collected that are going down in value. So that's what I see about collector things. I stay away from collector things.
Have you ever heard the expression, size matters? You know what I'm talking about.
I understand what you're talking about.
And let me tell you, size in this generation does matter. It matters a lot. If you measure the average credit card, it's about 3.5 inches long. That's what people, because you're talking about, you're collecting things people are dying off and the younger generation doesn't know. The younger generation's going to the credit card, the digital currency, thinking that's just the way it is. They don't understand and realize what they're giving up when they go to digital currency. Did you like how I segued in there?
I understand. Okay.
Everybody's turning red here.
Yeah. As far as digital currency, we are going to digital currency, whether we like it or not, because we already have. 70% of the people don't use anything but a credit card. I'm using that as a number I made up. But you just watch. Everybody pulls plastic out every place they go instead of bringing out $10 bills or $20.
I got to comment on that. I use my credit card as much as I can for two reasons. One, at the end of the month, I pay the whole thing off. And two, this credit card that I have allows me to get bonus points because in about a month and a half to 2 months, I get to pay off about $500 of my debt with bonus points that I earn by using the credit card. So that comes into play to a degree, doesn't it?
Well, that's fine, but you have just switched over to the other side, and see, it won't be even
a
chore.
But I'm,
it won't be a chore for them to do away with all cash. It's coming.
Okay, and one of the biggest things, the reason I carry a pocket of cash and don't use a credit card is because I don't want them to know what I'm buying. But every place you use your Sam's Club card or your credit card, they're recording everything you buy by categories.
Oh, they know everything about me anyway. I thought I was doing good making money out of nothing.
Well, you can also, if using one of my credit cards, I do the same thing. About $2,500 a month goes through this card and pay it off. And I get points, and I use those to get gift cards from there. And the gift cards come $45 for $50 card. And then I take that down and I buy my supplies at one of the local big store hardwares, and it gives me a break. It pays the tax.
You know, the Colonel was saying he's going to buy washers because the value of the washers,
stainless steel washers are going up. A matter of fact, I went to Ace Hardware. I hate to say this, Ace, but you did it.
You need
$4 for a package of 10 rubber washers. For a hose to hook up the washer. And I choked on that price and left it at the counter. But I just saw a quarter, a 25-cent silver or junk metal quarter laying there, and a round rubber washer worth almost two times as much as that quarter. I said, I can't do this. It just made me sick. But that's your definition of inflation. A rubber washer is worth more than a quarter. Or you get a washer for a 3/8 bolt, and it's worth 50 cents.
Year ago, almost two now, people started noticing inflation. And so people started coming in and saying, my dollar is becoming worth less, and they wanted to move it over into something else. And so silver and gold is where they started putting their money. I'm always looking for other places to put money that will return an investment. And right now, as far as investment, I don't see a whole lot out there. And I believe in real estate. But for right now, I believe for myself to buy another ranch or something like that, it's a lot of money. Is it going to make me money? I already have a place to live, so I'm not looking for another place as an investment.
Now, they're managing agriculture such now that you can't make a profit off of raising beef. It's a hobby farmer job. All the beef that you eat in the store just about is, these people have a small ranch, let's say 20 acres or something, five or six cows. They make just enough off the cows to pay the tax and feed the cows, and they get nothing for their labor, and they get the appreciation off their real estate as their investment. That's their reward. But...
Well, if they're paying for their feed, they're doing better than I am. But
now, look, we got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour. I definitely want to go over more of digital currency and the banking aspects, the cons, all the cons that we're not thinking about with the digital currency, and then banking. Man, you can go all sorts of places with that. How do you want to start this? Because we'll go at the top of the hour. We'll continue on for about 15 minutes.
We could start with First Republic, just to start off with.
All right. Do it now.
Well, First Republic, it was taken into, I believe, a receivership this weekend, Friday, by the Fed, and it will be broke up. It's another bank going under. And what I read is this is just the start. There's a lot of bad banks out there right now.
Yeah, with the increasing interest rates, and they're holding lots and lots of low-interest mortgages, and they cannot do anything with it. That is lost.
So what does that do for a person who's got money in those banks?
Get it out.
And that's what people are doing right now. They're afraid.
So we got a run on the bank.
There is runs on banks right now. I see it coming out. And I don't see...
I do, too. With the limited knowledge I got, I see it, too.
But I see it firsthand from people. I've got people driving from 3-4 hours away, moving money out of banks right now. Had people from San Antonio come in yesterday.
So if you were to say to people, this is what Keith does. I'm not telling you what to do, but if Keith, if you were to give Matt some advice.
I don't do that.
Well, I would. If you've got an IRA in bonds or something like that, you need to be doing something right now because they're going to take all of your money. And that, I watched my mother. She got burned in the 08 stock market with her Edward Jones account, and she took all of her money and put it into CDs. And when she died, she still had her money in her CDs, but it would only buy a third of what she could have bought with it the day she put it
in. Colonel, we got 1 minute. Let's go way back to the beginning. And this is a proven fact. Fiat currency. It never works. It always fails. And once we got off the gold standard and silver certificates and there was nothing to back up the paper, it used to say... I forget what did it say on a silver certificate?
Redeemable silver. Silver.
Now it's a note. It's a loan.
It's a Federal Reserve note. It is a IOU. And that's another whole story there. There is nothing in the Federal Reserve. It's federal or a reserve. It is a private consortium, and it's the biggest ripoff in the world. Now watch them come after me. That's what happened to Kennedy. He was going to print the dollar, the U.S. dollar, and do away with the Federal Reserve. And I still think that that's the reason he got bumped off in Dallas.
Perfect illustration with 5 seconds left is a 16-ounce bottle of Coke is $3. They didn't change the amount. They just raised the price. We'll be back in three.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milan County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Radio program, hour number three. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. I've got Sandy Watts in here, Texas Star Real Estate, Thank you. I always get it mixed up.
We'll get it in 3 months.
Keith Knapp, Central Texas Coin Exchange, and Brett doing a great job on the board. Shelby, if you're listening, we miss you. Can't wait to see you next week. All right, you can check us out. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch and also at 98.5 FM at KRXT. Check us out at Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Got a question? 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, we wrap it up into a pretty little package and send it over to Podcast Forum and to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Click on that at the top of the page. I'll have a recording there as well. You can check out all the sponsors. Click on the sponsors. Go directly to their links. And in the middle of the page is a donation button. If you feel this is a worthy cause and you're felt, you know, led to donate on a monthly basis, it would be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot to keep the show up and running. Right now, Keith Knapp, we were in the middle of a discussion when it came to the banks. And a question was brought up, you know, all this turmoil gone on, it's going to scare people, run on the banks, which is going to compound the problem and move it even faster. And is that possibly what they want?
You know, when you talk about a run on the bank, there was last week, and it may have been a little more than just last week, $100 billion worth of deposits left First Republic Bank. $100 billion. I can't even fathom what that looks like. But that's what's going on out here in the banking industry, is there is a leaving of deposits. It has to go somewhere. Can I give a...
give you whatever you want, Keith.
Okay. Well, this is Keith Knapp again, and my shop is 809 Central Texas Coin Exchange, 809 East 1st Street, Cameron. And my phone number is 254-605-6550. And if you have any silver or gold or anything interesting like that that you want to sell, I'd love for you to come down and see me, and I always have silver and gold for sale, but I'd rather buy it than sell it. So if you come and see me, I'd appreciate it or call me.
Okay. Let's talk about the scariness of digital currency. You had started to mention it when I brought up what I did with making bonus points and all that, and I'm already using it without, you know, not even thinking about it. I'm thinking I'm paying it off with the money I have in the bank, but I get your point. Well, let's talk about the...
And do you really have money in the bank? Or is it there, or where is it at?
Where is it at, yeah. It's just numbers on paper, right?
Yeah.
So what's the really bad things about a digital currency? Anybody, go ahead.
I was just going to say, now's a good time to borrow money. If you've got the money to back it up, you've got a way to keep them from foreclosing on you, take some value out, take the money out, because it's going to deflate, or it's going to inflate, and you can pay back with less.
It's been that way for a long time.
Yep.
Because the money you borrow today, you're going to pay it off with money that's worth less in the future.
And maybe worth less money. Oh, never mind.
Worth less money, yes, sir.
A little play on words there.
But you should need to be solvent. You should.
Yes, you have to be solvent. You cannot borrow against your property, and if you can't make the payment to the bank, it gets foreclosed. That's what happened during the Depression, and they bought all the farms in Oklahoma for nickels on the dollar.
Keith, we live this thing called life. We're born, and then we die. And from point A to point B, we have landmines all the way through it. And if we just talk about the financial road... Not any other road, financial road, going from point A to point B, where we currently are, with your wisdom and experience, what would you suggest people to do to minimize the chance of hitting a landmine in the financial turmoil that we're in? I could not say that again if I tried. Good thing it's recorded.
Well, there's two or three things, and first of all, you should have God in your life.
Amen to that, brother.
Second is your family. And then the rest of it just comes as it comes. But you should be prepared. And if you're sitting there, food, water, these are things that are really important. I mean, I've got gold and silver. I've got guns. I've got ammunition. But food and water, if it gets to a real critical place, that's going to be where it's really at. And that's just my opinion.
Well, understood, and I totally agree with you, but I was talking in the financial realm of, you know, the little tricks of the trade. Like for me, I know I can see things happening. I'll give you a perfect example. President Obama, I know he's going to get elected. I see it in October. of, what was that, 2007? October 2007? I said, okay, I was waiting for a key moment. October surprise was done. I knew what it meant. I immediately, I already had it set, I immediately bought all the guns, receivers, everything like that for resale at the normal price. And in the next 18 months, things went astronomically high because I was aware. You, in the coin business, you said there's the spreads. You got to look for the spreads when you change silver to gold. Is there anything else, little tricks of the trade like that for people to know, understand, and do so they don't hit a financial landmine?
In 2011, we had silver go to $50, 48 and change, and we had gold go to $1,920. It was readily available. I could order for 60 cents over melt price. In 2011, and we had a run going, but there was availability. So today is a different animal. And during that time in 2011, we sucked out three generations of gold and silver that was sold out and not replaced by those people. And it was bought up by people that had strong hands.
Wasn't that also, I'm doing this by memory, wasn't that also a time when they stopped production of silver and gold or slowed it down dramatically? I remember reading articles about not only is it getting sucked out of the market, but they're not replenishing it, or the replenish rate is not equal to the depletion rate.
It wasn't so much then as it is now. That I was reading this morning the depletion. It was 1.2 billion ounces of silver were not replaced last year from what was used. So, I mean, that's a large amount. And like on silver, 70% to 80% of all silver produced in the world is produced as a byproduct. It's not even mined because it's not feasible. It comes as a byproduct of copper, zinc, and gold. So you don't really truly have silver. There are silver mines, but the majority are not.
Interesting. What, you know, when you get a school like we had discussed, a major college that takes advantage of the low price of precious metal and buys, what, $1 billion worth of it? That takes it off the market almost forever, if you think about it.
$800 an ounce is what they paid for it.
Explain on that one. You don't have to say who it was if you want to, but what they did and how it worked.
They have a group of people, endowment, anyway, whatever. They bought eight. I can't remember how much exactly.
I think it was $1 billion.
But it was $800 an ounce. And they were talked about at that time like that was so foolish, and look at what it is today. You know, I mean, that they've still got that gold.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. An establishment like that, taking that much off the market.
And it's been sitting in New York, and so they're building a depository here in Texas to bring it back.
Now, I've heard there's a tungsten mine next to Fort Knox.
Oh, I don't know about that.
There's rumors.
There
are rumors. Fort Knox is where they're supposed to keep all of the American gold that belongs to the American government. And it was built next to a tungsten mine. And there are those that say that the reason they won't let anybody into Fort Knox is because it's full of counterfeit gold, just
if
like
anything,
Keith is talking about.
If anything, right?
If anything.
Oh, they got an ice cream machine there. Anyway.
It all connects, you know? It just all clover leaves back into this. All right, Keith, look, we're phasing out on this segment. We've got a few minutes left. Why don't you just recap everything, and we'll wrap it up by the break time. What you got, what people can do, where they can go. Anything else you want to tell them?
Well, I've got for sale, I've got junk silver, 1 ounce rounds, 10 ounce bars, kilos, 100 ounce bars. I've got gold in different denominations. But I would really like for you to bring me gold and silver to buy. So that's my main focus.
Old jewelry and stuff, or just coins?
I'll buy old jewelry, scrap jewelry. I'll buy anything that's gold or silver.
And what ways can they make contact with you?
You can call me at my shop, 254-605-6550, or I'm open 12 to 4. Tuesday through Friday, but you should call before you come because there's days I don't want to be there.
And once again, you know, if you can't remember all this information, you can always remember aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and you'll see Keith's business card there. Click on it. It'll send you to him, just like Sandy Watts, just like all the other sponsors of the program. Speaking of which, if you want to be a sponsor of the program, the show is growing for sure in viewership. but it still takes money to keep it up. So it would be a mutual relationship where we can promote you, you can help us, and everybody wins. The public wins as well. So putting out radio shows like this, look at Tucker Carlson. They want to stifle him, and he's under contract still till November 2024. Gee, how convenient is that? So Murdoch still owns him. He can't say much, whereas he was saying a lot, showing the truth, putting out the truth there. And then who else was it? Bongino. Dan Bongino. He's been scrapped as well. So it's nefarious plots going on to stifle the conservative thought process. Can't let that happen. Sandy, you're going to be staying here for the rest of the show. I've got Lane Mills and Robert. Oh, gosh, I can't pronounce his last name. Robert coming in to talk about Cameron Fitness here in Cameron. So take a listen to that. They got Silver Sneakers going on, and it's exploding. They're doing a great job there. And we're going to tell you all about that as well. If you got any questions or comments, want to be on the show, the number here is 254-697-6633. And you can leave a comment on Facebook. Check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And we'd just like to hear what you got in your mind. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Lane and Robert in studio. See you in a few.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Check us out on Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. And in the studio with me now is Robert File from Cameron Fitness here in Cameron. Lane, I guess, Robert is not showing up?
Yeah, I think I got set up. He told me yesterday.
Oh, you can stand on your own two feet, brother. You can stand on your own two feet. Look, Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza, right next to Liquor Depot, another one of our sponsors. George, if you're listening, it's a pleasure, buddy. Maybe I'll see you later. But Robert, you're doing, not only is the gym great, we can talk about the gym, but you specifically are running the Silver Sneaker program there at Cameron Fitness. Why don't you tell us about that first, and we'll talk about all the other stuff.
Okay, well, we're almost to a point of having to have a second class now. The last few weeks we've had, I keep 15 chairs, 15 sets of weights and stuff for 15 chairs and 15 sets of weights for, which is the size of class I want to have. Anything bigger than that, it gets ridiculous. And I've been having a full house, 13, 14 people, and, some days some new ones come in, but the old ones will be off for doctor's appointments like that. So that's how it's been running. But we're very close to having to put up a second class, which will still be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll just do 9 to 10, and then the second class will be from 10 to 11.
What if you split the current class you have and set up two classes already and people can funnel into it?
Well, it's Silver Sneakers. It doesn't pay a lot of money. And I get paid a whole lot, you know, so.
Yeah, but look at the shape that you're in. No, this guy is, Robert's in the gym almost every day, and he always sets himself goals. I watch him, and he's determined, and he does it. He's doing a fantastic job. He motivates me when I'm in there. Look, I'm broken, too, and we all seem to be broken over there, and we're going through our physical challenges, but Robert's got his, and I've got mine, and he goes through them, and he does a great job, and Lane was able to get a whole bunch of new equipment, which is great. Doesn't seem to put any stress on your body. You just work it out. And I'm getting a lot of advancements on it. You know what's weird about me, though? I may get a little stronger, but I still hurt just as much. How do you get away from the pain besides pharmaceuticals?
Well, I always say if you don't walk out of the gym at the end of the day with, like, tightness and soreness, you need to go back in for another hour. I try to do 2 hours a day, 5 days a week.
But
I've done that for 6 years. When I started getting bag diagnosis, that's what Silver Sneakers, that's why I was motivated to start Silver Sneakers. Because I was forced into retirement when the hospital closed. I'm a retired respiratory therapist. And I did nothing but sit around and feel sorry for myself because you got osteoporosis, you got rheumatoid arthritis. My back was fused from the middle of my chest on down. Neuropathy in my feet. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And poor me, I guess it's time to die. And I was only in my mid-60s. So one day I said, this is it. And the gym had just opened, so I went and I started riding the bike 3 days a week for 30 minutes, and that's all I ever did. And slowly I added to it, and as the beast to go to that gym started seeing I was there regularly. It's the friendliest gym you'll ever go to. These guys started watching me, paying attention to me, and showing me that everything I was doing was wrong. It does you no good to do a curl if you don't do a curl the right way. So they started teaching me and showing me, and I started picking their brains. And, you know, 7 years later, I guess it is, I got certified because we had very few seniors, a few in the morning when I come. I'm one of the older guys that comes in there, and it was a few of us in the morning on a regular basis. But I wanted the seniors in this town to know that you don't just drive by that door. You don't have to just look in and say, well, I should have done that. No, come in and you'll see. Anybody in there will help you. You don't have to have Faith or Lane or myself, any of them mean-looking guys that look so scary. There, if you ask them a question, you're going to regret it because you wish they'd shut up. Because they're going to give you everything they've got.
Well, that's true. I've experienced it myself, so it's true.
And I set goals. The one thing they taught me, all of them had the same thing. You set goals. Set realistic goals. I can't set a goal like a 30-year-old man would. But I said, like this year, my goal is I will bench press 200 pounds.
Yeah, but you microed that down to smaller events at certain times, and you've achieved that, too.
Exactly. I had never lifted, I had never bench pressed more than 155 pounds till I set this goal. And then the other day, I pushed 185, and I did it twice. They had to, like, tie me up and calm me down. But, I mean, I love achieving a goal. You get what it gets. I'm a gym rat. That's all there is to it. But I never thought I ever would be.
The place is clean. Faith does a fantastic job maintaining and also guiding and helping you to in your exercise program. The it's in a controlled environment, temperature-wise. So it's not too hot, not too cold. And also the equipment. It's such a wide variety of equipment. If somebody's already on a piece of equipment that you're using, there's so many different pieces of equipment that will compensate for that. If you don't want to wait, which I would recommend you don't wait, just continue moving on, you can use some other piece of equipment to accomplish the same goal and mission. And there's lots and lots of mirrors, which is fantastic. This is not a, hey, look at me. It's more like, hey, is that muscle fiber moving when I do this exercise? That's how you can check yourself to make sure you're doing it right. If I'm doing a curl and nothing, everything's moving but my bicep, I'm kind of doing something wrong, right?
Right. The first guy, when I asked him, he said, how can I, he said, your curls, he's a friend of mine. And he says, I need to help you do this right. And I said, like what? What am I doing wrong? He said, do a curl. So I did my curls like I do them. And he kind of laughed. He goes, I guess in your day you called that the boogaloo. That's a dance. that's not a curl. You put your elbows in. You know, he started guiding me through it. And when I went home, I was sore that day. I was like, my arms were tight. And so I started concentrating on how to do it right. And that's what I want to do with seniors. We use 1 pound weight. I now have 4 or 5 of them that are using 3 pound weights. I did not push them to do that. They just want more weight in their hand. And one lady who is 89 years old, her daughter told me the other day, says, and she has oxygen. She wears oxygen all the time, carries her little concentrator with her. And her daughter told me the other day that this is such an amazing thing because she won't let me hold on to her when she walks to the car. She won't let me help her get in the car now. She climbs in all by herself. She says it's done so much for her thinking, her psyche. She believes in herself, and she wants to try. She wants to, and that made me feel good. That just that one person, if I ever and ever accomplished nothing else, that one means I did what I thought I wanted to do.
You know, another thing too, Robert, when you're doing your exercises properly, you're going to notice you won't do as many and you'll cut down your time. Because back in my early, in my late teens and early 20s, I mean, I was at the gym constantly, 3 hours almost every day, if not every other day. And when I reflect back on it, thinking about what I know now, I could drop that time to 1.5 hours. Because if you're doing it right, doing it where you're supposed to, you're going to burn out fast. And if you don't talk with anybody and you just stick with, that's why I said it, Robert. That's why I said it. I'd go to the gym to work out, not have a conversation. And so, you know, every now and then you'll have a conversation because it's just a courteous thing to do and you're getting a tip from somebody. But in general, when you go from one exercise, go to the next. Otherwise, you're defeating the purpose.
Okay, if you come to this gym and I'm in there, I promise you, you're going to talk to someone because I give you no choice. I talk, I have fun, I cut up. Everybody knows who Robert
is.
Yeah,
but Robert, you learned me. You wave now. Just wave.
I wait till you get close before I talk.
Okay, all right.
But yes, we have fun in there. There's a lot of regulars, and we have fun. And with all this new equipment, there was people who had signed up, and they'd come a few months and stop. Come back and look at the gym now. If you can't get fit now, you're not trying. Because we have hack squat, everything you can imagine. We have the cable machines and the two twin towers where there's like 100 things you can do on just them two towers alone. So, I encourage you to come back.
What do they call the black machines? Is there a special name for those that don't have the cables?
Those are just a free weight.
Look, you can do a bench press on the machine.
There's a name for them, yeah.
With no cables, but you're not free benching. It's on a machine, and what I like about these machines are they have stops.
I can't think of that name to save me. Yeah, there's
they got stops. So if you're going to do a rep, you bring down, you do the rep to its completion point, and you know you're being symmetrical on both sides. Whereas you're doing like a free bench, bench press, there's a tendency for you to use other muscles to not go down evenly in on both sides. And I just happen to like it, and I can notice a big difference.
Exactly.
In me.
And there's, I want to throw in a little note here. There's a video out there someplace of a guy that was working doing bench presses by himself, and he loses the weight, and it comes down and it chokes him to death on the video.
Yeah,
laying across his neck.
Well, you can't do that on this machine, so you're safe.
Well, that's the point, is that if you're going to use free weights, you need a spotter, and at least one. And if you're doing the free weights that have got catches on them and stuff, that's a big safety factor.
Robert, tell everybody how they get a hold of you.
It's number is 254-605-6429. And you guys call, talk to Faith, talk to Lane, ask for me. He officially made me an employee last week when they both had to be out, so I got to have the key to the front door.
Congratulations.
And I took a whole bunch of guys that have been mean to me off of the roster. So now he's mad. That may be why he set me up today.
Right? And don't forget, if you can't remember the number, always go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and you can click on the link. Robert, I can't thank you enough for coming in. We'll take a break. Be back in three.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. It's everybody's favorite portion of the show. That's where we read true stories of self-defense and we learn what to do and what not to do in situations like these. This is a very current issue. It's the March 2023 issue. If you have your current American Rifleman, go to page 10 and you can read along. I have given a copy to everybody and we're all going to alternate on episodes and we're going to give our briefings, our thoughts on it as well. If you have a true story that you want to call up, 254-697-6633, I'd love to hear it. I've got plenty of my own, but we'll stick to the notes. Story number one. Around 11:30 a.m. on February 4th, a 50-year-old Houston lawyer entered a home in Tyler, Texas, and confronted the residents, claiming their truck belonged to him. The homeowner was able to forcefully remove him from the home and lock the doors. But then, after some time had passed, he armed himself with a shotgun and went out to check on his truck. The suspect returned to the property, so the homeowner told him the authorities were on the way and instructed him to sit down. The lawyer began yelling a woman's name in an apparent mental episode, and when the homeowner's fiancée came outside, became more agitated. He then apparently made death threats and began approaching the couple. The homeowner instructed him to stop or he would fire, but the man charged at them. The armed citizen shot the deranged man in the chest, once killing him. And the problem is, okay, he got the guy out of his house. He went to go make sure nothing was messed up with his truck. He armed himself to make sure nothing happened because he's suspicious. Guy comes in again, freaks out, wants to do something to the couple. Said, hey, you know, you don't go to a gunfight with a mental problem, okay? It just doesn't work out. Story number two.
On the morning of March 1st, a 29-year-old man allegedly broke into a home in El Paso, Texas, and shot a dog. A 37-year-old resident returned fire before the perpetrator could do more, after which the suspect fled. He was found at a nearby intersection yelling for help and saying that he'd been shot, whereupon he was taken to a local hospital. Police intended to charge the home invader with burglary of a habitation once he was released from the hospital. The residents of the home were uninjured and the condition of the wounded dog unknown.
Dang, Brett, I never know if this is the news, the way you're talking. Brett has got such a professional voice. I'm thinking, is this a recorded news segment? No, it's live.
This is John Wick stuff right here. Don't shoot my dog.
Don't shoot my dog. It's just a freaking dog. All right, go ahead, Keith. All right, Keith, you got it?
Yes, sir. A homeowner encountered an alleged burglar exiting his home in Kingsport, Tennessee. Just after 8 p.m. on March 1st, rather than simply leaving, however, the intruder reportedly approached the homeowner in a manner that caused him to fear for his life. The homeowner was armed and shot the alleged intruder, resulting in a non-life-threatening wound.
I have commentary to that. A non-threatening wound. Ladies and gentlemen, if somebody does that and you're in fear for your life, okay, the threat was stopped. But my point here is what I'm trying to say is accuracy counts. You could have a pea shooter. If you shot it in the right place, it's going to do some great damage. So if you have a firearm and you're going to that extreme to use deadly force and you hit in the leg or something due to a lack of training, this goes on you, lack of training. It should have been a stopped 1-2-3, lickety-split, it's over. Just my opinion.
And they will sue you.
Yeah, California, sure. Go ahead.
A 71-year-old man was walking home from the takeout restaurant on March 2nd when two men reportedly emerged from an alley and attempted to rob him at gunpoint. The man pulled out a revolver and exchanged fire with the suspects, who then fled. The armed citizen unfortunately sustained a wound to his ankle but was otherwise unhurt. The suspects had not yet been apprehended at the time of this reporting.
Okay, let's go over that one again. I'll cut him a little slack because I don't know how compromised the physical abilities are of the 71-year-old man, but he pulled out a revolver. What?
I know a gym.
That's right.
Okay. He's going to see Robert.
Yeah.
So he pulled out a revolver. What's the challenge with a revolver if you have older hands that can't handle it? You got an 8 to 12 pound trigger pull. And if you're missing, I've seen it, I can't tell you how many times, hundreds of times, where the shots go low and to the right or low and to the left, depending if you're a left to right-handed shooter. That's because it's a trick to shooting a revolver. A revolver is an expert's gun. A revolver is meant for from here to the other side of the hood of the car. Yes, with practice, you can shoot at 50 to 75 yards, no problem. But if you don't practice, you're an over-the-hood type of shooter. The other one is the armed citizen got shot in the ankle, probably because that guy didn't know how to shoot a gun. Okay, so
he's fortunate.
He's very fortunate.
But anytime you're in a gunfight, the odds are 70% that you're going to get a hole in you someplace.
Someplace.
So the big key is avoidance, if you can.
Acknowledges a threat. I got the three A's. Acknowledges a threat, be aware of your surroundings, and avoid it if at all possible. Go ahead.
Perfect. A man in Deltona, Florida, let his dog, Winston, a chocolate lab, out into the backyard as usual around dinner time on March 5th. He saw Winston behaving a little differently than usual. However, he went out to see what was the dog was so interested in. The homeowner saw an alligator at the same moment the alligator noticed the dog, and they both lunged forward, with the alligator clamping down on Winston's head. The man shot the alligator four times in the skull, killing it. My heart just stopped. I was like, okay, I have to do something, the homeowner told reporters. So, I mean, you just spring into action and do what you have to do to save your dog. 20 seconds later, I probably would have had a dead dog. Winston suffered only a puncture wound to the ear, and no charges were brought against the quick-acting homeowner. The homeowner did not have to retreat to the house to retrieve his gun.
Yes.
That's my key takeaway from this. And the other thing was, is he probably got close enough he didn't miss the head and shoot his dog.
The key is, if it don't smell right, if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't look right, get your weapon first.
My takeaway is, alligator in my yard, I'm moving.
Hey, coming to Texas.
That's Florida, man. That's part of it. Next story. Just after 1 a.m. on March 5th, a homeowner in Chicago, Illinois, heard his dog start barking, then a noise in his basement. Ah, beautiful. He retrieved his firearm and went to investigate, reportedly coming face-to-face with an intruder. The armed citizen shot the intruder when he began to move toward him, striking him in the arm. The 27-year-old intruder was charged with a felony count of burglary. All I can say is, my shot would not be in the arm. All right, last one, Brett.
A suspected burglar in Portland, Oregon, was shot after he allegedly broke into a business around 5:30 a.m. on March 6th. Police told reporters the man encountered the business owner. The situation escalated, and the business owner shot the intruder, who was then taken to the hospital with serious gunshot wounds. The armed citizen was not wounded. The investigation is still ongoing at the time of reports.
This is very frustrating to a gun instructor like myself. I have, as you can see, everybody, I have the current issue that we just read from March 2023. I've been reading from 1981, 82, 83 issues, much more stories, and the weapons they use are revolvers, 38s, 38 revolvers, 22s, 32s, 25 automatics, and the kill ratio for them is much higher than these people with the bigger guns because they're not doing the training. And a perfect illustration would be here in this state, the state of Texas. Although I am in favor of constitutional carry because you shouldn't have restrictions on your right to carry, I'm going to use my First Amendment right to say you better learn how to use a darn thing. But you got people now that they don't have to get an LTC, a license to carry. They don't know the penal codes. They don't know truly how to handle a lot of them. They have a gun. They think it fixes everything. Well, it doesn't. You've got to know what you're doing. Colonel, you got a comment?
On this case right here that we were reading, the situation escalated. Well, that could be an interpretation in the court as to what happened. And then the investigation was still ongoing, so the person who is defending his business and himself is still facing possible trouble. So there's a lot to be said here for making the shot count, and you don't draw your weapon until you're ready to use it.
Is everybody in here familiar with Penal Code 904? Shame on you, Colonel, and you got a license. Shall I?
Well, I don't know the number. I probably know the rule, but not the number.
Yes, I know. Penal Code 904, threat as justifiable force. Threat is a justifiable force. It does not mean you use deadly force. It just means you had the ability to use force. Let me give you a true story of self-defense for myself, since I have about 2 minutes. Okay. I'm in New York. going down the street to an intersection, a regular intersection, four corners to the intersection. I go down to the block, I turn to the right, go down a block, and on the left-hand side is my place of employment, one of the oldest newspapers in New York. While going down to the corner, on the left side kitty corner, is a six-story apartment building, and it has a stoop. Yes, a stoop. New York say stoop. And there's six people on the stoop. I'm sorry, there's four people on the stoop. Two stay on the porch, two come off and split up as I'm coming down to the corner. And at that time, I've got long black hair, wavy locks, okay? And I'm wearing a long black leather trench coat because it's in the winter months. And I'm packing on me a shoulder rig with a 1911. And these guys are coming up to me, and I know exactly what they're going to do. And I open up my jacket, and I say, not today, guys. And they go, that's cool, man. That's cool. That was penal code 904. So be aware of your penal codes. Know what you can do and what you can't do so you don't get yourself in trouble. But in this day and age, you probably should report it, because a lot of the times what happens is the bad guy calls in and says, yo, man, some guy in a black hair and a black leather trench coat pointed a gun at me. Cop pulls me over, black hair, black trench coat, gun on my shoulder. I'm the one who looks bad. So if something like that happens, be sure to report it. How much time I got?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Okay. 45. So, if you got a true story of self-defense, give me a call, 254-697-6633. And when we come back, you know, Colonel, we got announcements we didn't do. When we come back, we're going to hit a bunch of announcements. And if you have anything you'd like to announce, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Keith Knapp and Sandy Watts still in the studio. Be back.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milan County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
give me a gig where I can play some rock and roll on a consistent basis. I don't know. Give me a late night one where I can just, hey, everybody, lights are low. It's good to have you here. We're going to be spinning another record.
There you go.
Shows you how old I am. Welcome back. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, 254-697-6633. And you can listen to everything we've done here on podcast form, Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page at the top. I should have a recording up there probably quicker than I do the podcast. So just play it by ear. If you want to be on the show here, 254-697-6633. Colonel, I know we had some announcements we should have promoted before, but we're here now, so go ahead.
All right. We've got first thing today from, it's already open, 11 to 11 today. The Bloomin' Fest is going on up in Temple. You get the information on templeparks.com, and there is an entry fee. They're different depending on ages and stuff. Children under five, free. But go there and get your information from Temple Parks. And they've got all kinds of entertainment and booths and things there. And more importantly to me, Thursday the 4th is the National Day of Prayer. And the I think, if we've got any possibility, 10 o'clock on the north steps of the old courthouse in Belton, that's on Central, at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday the 4th, there will be a prayer session, and they'll also read a proclamation by Governor Abbott, and some person named Kathleen Brown will be doing the national anthem.
I hear she's got a pretty darn good voice.
That is. If she can get over her cold.
You know, Colonel,
so that's it.
I've been wanting to figure out the dates of when, you know, 4th of July is and all that, so we can get her on to sing.
That would be good. And also, don't forget now, early voting is open right now, and all your different communities have their own elections and locations and stuff. And the final day for the election is May the 6th, Saturday, May the 6th. Be sure you participate and put some self into self-government, and local government is the most important government because it's the one that really impacts what goes on in your pocketbook. This is where we vote bonds and all kinds of interesting things.
Thank you, Colonel. Appreciate that. Another announcement is I'm doing some private training today. We're doing security teams for churches and women who are wanting to advance in their skills. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, you can contact me directly, aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, and we can set something up for you as well. And we don't play around. So if you're there for giggles, just don't even contact me. If you seriously want to learn something and advance your skill ability, I've got a lot of great techniques to share and teach you. Okay? Now, I want to do some fast headlines before the close of the show, and then we'll have Sandy and Keith give a couple announcements as well. Just give me your initial thoughts, everybody who has to have input. Brett, scream over and I'll give you the mic too. Nashville congressman drops bill expanding teachers' Second Amendment rights to ensure our kids are safe. What do you think about that?
Expanding the rights that shall not interfere?
Basically saying, let these teachers carry guns. You have some people in there with some guns. Hopefully, with training, that's right. That goes exactly what I just said. You can't just have a gun. You got to know what you're doing. My mathematical formula, M plus M equals RT, mindset plus mechanics equals your response time. If your mind is not ready to take a life, if your ability is not able to handle the mechanics of a firearm, your response time is dramatically reduced, and you're putting yourself in danger and everybody else in danger. But if M and M are high rated, your response time is super fast. Because I don't care, I say it over and over and over again, you could have a situation happening for 10 hours. It's the last 4 seconds of the 10 hours that makes the difference. You can debate and discuss and hide and hunker down and all this kind of stuff, but if the bad thing goes down, it's 4 seconds or less. Okay? Learn what you're doing. Trapped Americans in Sudan, shocked and disgusted, left by Biden to fend for themselves. Even CNN highlights Americans feeling abandoned. Is this Afghanistan take two?
It is. And this, can you imagine if Reagan were president or Trump was president that we would be saying that, oh, they might resist us and we can't go in. We just only have a few thousand Marines. So, you know, this...
You don't need that many Marines.
I know, you know.
You Marines out there, I stand up, salute you. I'm not one, but Semper Fi, man. You guys hit it hard. That's good.
Well, that's it, you know. Let's hit them. You don't mess with us.
Ban on Chinese citizens purchasing farmland passes Texas Senate. Now, why is that so important? We're talking about a citizen of China over here buying our farmland. Why would that be a good idea?
The key thing is that they are a citizen of China. Now, there are some green card carrying Chinese, and there's been some pushback on this saying, oh, we're taking away their rights. No, you can't buy... An American citizen cannot buy land in Mexico. You can't buy land in China. You can't buy land almost any country.
Here's what Senate Bill 147 says. It aims to ban citizens of four nations deemed hostile to the United States, China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea from purchasing farm land, with lawmakers fearing that the sale of such land to individuals hostile to America could jeopardize the country's food security. Food security is national security. Oil and gas are our rare earth materials, timber. We need to be protecting that. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. I can't believe it's being said. All right. I always talk about the World Economic Forum. Not so much Bill Gates, but he's right there. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. RFK, the nephew to JFK, exposes climate scam, says the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates exploiting issues to clamp down totalitarian controls on society.
Anytime you hear somebody talking about greenhouse gases and they're talking about carbon dioxide, they're lying to you. Because carbon dioxide is 4% of greenhouse gases. The largest greenhouse gas is water vapor. We don't have any control of that. So that's the big issue. 4% of greenhouse gases is carbon dioxide. 4% of that carbon dioxide is man-made. And 4% of that 4% is made in the United States. If you took us out to zero, it would make no difference. The whole ball game is about control and destroying the United States.
And this is for a five-day-a-week show, what I'm about to say. China, when it was way third-world nation status...
And it still is. And
we give them favored nation status. It was to basically see if all these things they're doing now, of digital currency, facial recognition, lockdowns, and all that could be done and perfected. It's perfected, and it's coming down to a town near you. People may be thinking I'm crazy. Do your homework, and you'll come up with the same results. California to require zero emissions, passenger trains after 2030, freight after 2035. No way, no way. It's just not. I'm not opposed to being green, but when you cause it where it's not ready yet, slow incrimentation, and if it works great, sure, everybody
changes.
It's not
zero emissions. It's just moving the emissions to the power plant.
That's right.
Or, because they've banned nuclear power, which is probably the best thing we could have ever done.
What about, why do you think Trump is getting on DeSantis? I got my opinion, but why do you think it is?
I think it's he sees him as a possible credible threat. But I agree with some of the others that we should be attacking the real enemy instead of each other right now.
This is between Trump and DeSantis. And here's what I think. Trump got DeSantis elected. Trump is one of those people, he demands loyalty. And I totally understand it. You do something for me, I do something for you. We're almost like brothers. Unless, of course, there's something corrupt and crooked and illegal. But DeSantis doing that, he's got plenty of time to be president. That's why I keep saying, everybody else, you need to stand down. Trump's the man, because he's the only guy who can do it. He's got the money to be independent. Him or Elon Musk? I'll take Elon Musk if Trump falls out, because I know Elon is paying his own way, and I might not like everything he does, but at least I know he's doing it from a pure direction. Whereas you get DeSantis in there being guided and directed, he's going to be getting chewed up and spit out by the machine. All right, that was my opinion. One last thing here. 75% of Americans think economy is getting worse. Well, yeah, it's been getting worse. Okay.
Just 75%.
Just 75%.
Okay.
The other people were asleep.
Okay.
All right, I got, two or three minutes? 2 minutes. Let's do a minute each. Keith, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and what you would like to do business with them, in what manner, and what do you want to buy and what.
Yes, this is Keith Knapp again from Central Texas Coin Exchange, 809 East 1st Street, Cameron, right next to the radio station. And my phone number is 254-605-6550. And if you have any questions, just want to come down and talk, call me. If you need to sell something or want to buy something, I'm there, and I sure appreciate being on this show today. Thank you.
Sandy, how about you? What's going on?
Again, my name is Sandy Watts with Texas Star Real Estate out of Troy, Texas. We're here for your needs. Just give us a call. 325-668-1176 is my number. You can always come by and visit us in Troy at the shop. Remember, there's a commercial opening space right next door to our office, and we'd be glad to discuss that with you.
Fantastic.
And I'm the Colonel, and I love the Constitution and the United States of America, but there are two things ahead. One thing ahead of that, and that's God, and there's one thing after it, and that's my wife.
Amen. Very honorable. Brett, can't thank you enough for giving support here when Shelby's away. Shelby, if you're listening, we'll see you next week. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can't remember anything here, just go to aaronsgunshop.com. You can click on their links, Keith's and Sandy's and all the other sponsors, and also listen to the replay of the show. And you can go to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean to listen to the whole thing if it's easier that way for you to do it. But we're going to take a, what, six-day break? Is that how you would say it? Six-day break until we come back again? And we'll start it all
over.
We'll
see you next Saturday. I can say that.
Okay. How much time I got? Zero time. Well, until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.